Играется.
So we're in the middle of a story that will be on Pesach days. We look back for a moment, learn to the Gemara. I come on from the bottom, but a dot. Resh Lakish had a sochid the Yarden. Resh Lakish was bathing in the Yarden. Also, Rabbi Bar Bakana came over to him. Yod liyod, he extended his hand to maybe help him come out of the water. So Resh Lakish said to Rabbi Bar Bakana, Resh Lakish is a Eretz Yisrael Dicker. Rabbi Bar Bakana is a bubbled man. So Omalais Resh Lakish said to Rabbi Bar Bakana, God hates you, doesn't like you. And he brought a pasuk. It says that they could have come up like a wall that's there, or like a door, which is open and closed. If you come up like a door, it would have been like silver, and it wouldn't rot, wouldn't have long lasting. But they only came up partially, like a door that's partially open, partially closed, and two doors. And therefore, you know, it didn't have a kiyum, and he says they didn't have nevuah; they only had bas koil, because he said with termites. So it leaves, you know, it eats a lot of the wood, and there's a little bit left over. Okay, so now. Let's go. So the Gemara said it could be the story has to change one of the names because Resh Lakish wouldn't talk to Rabbi Chana. So it changed one of the names. So we're up to next to the last line, the bottom. He asked the Kaveda. So after Resh Lakish, you know, departed from Rabbi Chana or whoever it was, he went to Rabbi Yochanan and he just told him, I had this conversation. I asked them this question, and I said the statement. The Babylonians, they messed up. They would have done it right, and we would have had a big message for longer. No, love on the time with a top shot. Inami, changed the gears. Apogav, the Bach says. Hey, that's what I mean. Inami, even if the Liku Kula, even if all of them would have come in Meyaz, it wouldn't help. Like Ishai, Yishkina, and Yishkina, Yishkina wouldn't have come. They had to only basketball, they wouldn't have the real Shekhinah. Why? So it wasn't a punishment for not coming up entirely. How do I know this? It was in the plastic in Parshas Noach. After the Kimu Yethes, the Yishkin Baal Yishayim. What does that mean? So Parshas Yachin, the Keshvah will make wide, spread, send the Tarash and Chumash Taiches. And he will rest in the tents of Shein. What does that mean? So the Pashuk Pshat, it means that, there's another Pshat that Yafi is Lashon Yafi of the Yafes. And they, because they had the privilege, and they took advantage of Pirish, he's the one who gave the permission to rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash. Not only gave permission to do it, he even supplied much of the needed supplies that they need for the Beit HaMikdash. So Avogav the Yafilik and Yafis, even though Keshbuchu gave him this opportunity to have the chalik in the, you know, the base of Engdash, but the Yishkin Ba'ali Shein, that Keshbuchu only rests Shechina and the Einashkin Shaila, but Ohal Le Shein. Plural, first day is not a Shein base. Whatever. In other words, it's only because they don't deserve it. They didn't have the same, I'm sorry, the Mishkin and the first base of Engdash, that's the Lashon Rabba. Second base of Engdash, they didn't do. Therefore, the Shechina didn't come. If Kaisa would have built it by themselves, then they could maybe yes, but they couldn't do it by themselves. Not Shemayin. He's the one who made it happen, but it didn't live up in that sense to the first place. Now, Menolon in the Yefes Kaasi, how do you know that the Persian came from Yefes? The Persian is the one who gave the permission to rebuild the base of Middash. How do you know that the Parsiim are from Yefes? The civics is in the pasuk, Gadol also in Parshas Noach. Nei Yefes, you have a list of a bunch of children. Goymer, Umagai, Umadai, Yavan, Suval, Umeshach, Vesira. Seven of them. Who are they? Goymer, I guess eventually they lived in cities and populated the cities from all one family. That Garmamia. You look at the Gra, Armanya. Germany. That's what the Gaon says. Yeah. Okay, Magog, Zukandia. I don't think it's Canada. Zukandia. Madaizu, Macedonia. Okay. Yavin Kemeshwar, that's Greece. Tuval, Zebes, Unaiki. Meshach, Zemusia. Again, if you'd have lived there at that time, you'd know what these places are. Now, the last one was Tiras. Who's Tiras? Pligi, Bar of Samoy, Barabonim. Army of some states of Seaman Rabbanim. Karamazu based Tiraiki and Karamazu Paras. I guess the Gemara is going with the Pshat that it's Paras. You see, Paras comes from Yefes. And the Persians are the ones who allowed the base of the Midrash to be rebuilt. You see that the Yefes is the one that had discussed to help. But it didn't live up. But it's not the point. But it didn't live up to the first place. That's where Rabbi Yechon goes to Shlakish. It's not the fault for the people in Babel who didn't come back. That's how it was. Because Baruch Hu said in the Vu already, that's in the Torah. That's not going to be the same. It says afterwards, if you look on the side of the Gemara, the name Kush, right, that was Kham, right? Kush was been Kham. And Savav, Chavila, Vesavta, Rama, Vesavta, Govnei, Rama, Shavu, Odinam. We're focusing on the three names, Safta, Virama, Visaftacha. Who are they? What are they? Son of Yosef. So really, we're not going on all three. We're only going really on Safta and Saftacha. As Rashi says, the names are very similar. So there must be like a connection. They're not, two ends of the world. The fact that we're Mamsh, like one in a certain sense. Son of Yosef. You know where they are? Sikistan Gavaisa, the inner Sikistan, and Sikistan Rayasa. And the outer Sikistan, it was two cities with the same name. And it was like, down North Dakota and South Dakota, whatever. Two places which are the shaykhs to each other. How are you a shaykh? Living inside and outside. So there was one in the center, a smaller city, and there was a larger city which surrounded the smaller city.
All New York City.
I don't know if it's, maybe New York and New York City. Okay. I don't know if it's surrounded. There's water on the side of New York City, but I don't know. Because it's two doesn't mean one surrounds the other. Okay. So it says again, Sikistan Gavaisa and Sikistan Vesaisa. Ben Chada Lachada Meya Barsi. I guess there was a forest, a grass in between. I guess that wasn't inhabited of 100 parsa. But the circumference of the outer city was Alpha Parsi, the 1,000 Parsi. So if we use a little mathematics, so we know, so it's the circumference is 3, so the diameter is 1. Right? By 3 times the diameter. Right. Based, a little bit change. So if the outer circle is 3,000, that means the diameter is 1,000, okay? 1,000. So there was 100 in between, okay? So I don't know, it doesn't say how much. One could have been 400, one could have been 500, 100 in between. So it doesn't say exactly how big each one was. Okay. Again, we're going right to the psukim over there. Bati, Rashis, Amlachtoi, Babel. The head, the main part of his malchus. So, it's referring to Nimrod. Nimrod was the son of Cush. Okay? And Cush was the son of Chum. Okay, Nimrod, in his mamlacha, I guess the first point is Bavel, Be'erech, Ba'akar, De'chalmei. Four cities. What are these four cities? Bavel, Kamashma. The portion bring down. I mean, this Rashi is from Rashi and Masechta Gittin, that like you have New York and New York City. Babel was the name of the country, and there was a city called Babel also, besides that the country was Babel. So we're referring here to the city. That's what my country is of. It was more like cities. Okay. Kamashma. Erech zu Ayrichus, because that was the name. Akad ze Bisker. And Kalne ze Neufer Ninfi. Okay. But again, these are the names. Now, Mina'aret Sahi, then there's also come in the Noyach. Mina'aret Sahi, Yotza Ashur. So, this is a question, a real big shiloh, Machwekis and the Rishonim and the Chumash, how to teach this process. Rashi the Chumash says that Ashur was the name of a person. And he saw what Nimrod was trying to do, rebel against the Ram Shalom, and he didn't want to have any part in it, of it. So he moved away. Now, that's Ashur. He went and, you know, he made his own. Ashur's a country. You know, he made his, got his own place. Well, the Ramban and Chumash learns that the way. Ramban and Chumash learns Ashur is from the shame. It doesn't fit over there. He says that Nimrod left Ashur. And you have to sit into the passing, which is more Mashur than more over here. And the Arat Sahi Yotza means from Ashur. He left that city, which was Ashur. I have to sit into the words exactly. But now, what is Ashur? I guess there was no city. Maybe the time of the Gemara was called Ashur. But Rav Yosef Ashur Zusila was the name of it. So then. It sounds like it's referring not to the name of the person, it's the name of the city. Okay. And so Nimrod left the city of Sealand. And what did he do? Even as Nimrod, the Shechayv is here, the Eskelach. Three cities, Nimrod, Shechayv is here, and Kelach. Nimrod, Kemeshwa, we all know, next week, a week from today, subtract 5 hours. Okay, so you know, we're going to learn to have the Daftar of Nimrod, as we'll mention in the Pasuk in a minute. Rechai Vizir is a Paras Nemesha. It was the name of the place. Kalach Zu Paras de Burzde. Okay, different place. Again, it's familiar with the map, whatever. The map, they have it on the map. At least they have a map. In Archville also, they have a map. Okay. Now, it says about these three, about these Vizir. Also, Ves Resen. It was really four cities. Okay, the fourth one was Resen. So God, they bring down over here. You learn, Shai Pakit, that it's Ashur. He left Nimrod. Right? He brings down the Targum Yonis and says this. It's very good. What happened? Nimrod had four cities. Bavel, Erech, Akkad, Chalneh. Ashur didn't want any part of it. He moved away. And he built himself four cities. It was Zaycha to get four cities. So it's Nineveh, Ruchai, Vaisir, Kelech, and Resa. That was the Amida Kenegad Nida. Okay, so the Assassin, which was Ben Nineveh, Ben Kelech, he Ha'ir and Goel, which we'll touch in a moment. So Resa and Zach, this one. I guess the other ones were named, they knew the names, you know. Nineveh, we said already, and Kelech, I guess they knew the name of Kelech. So Resa is Aktisva. You have in the Gemara, and Gittin got an Avav, mentions a city called Akhisva. Now it says the last three words in the Pasuk is Hiyar Gaila. Hold on. You mentioned a few names in the Pasuk. That one was the big city, which is that. You have a list of a few to fight the Gemara. In Aini Adeya, in Ninveh, Hiyar Gaila, in Resenega, is it referring to Ninveh, or is it in Ninveh or Resen? Now, Tais is going to ask, what about maybe it's Kelach. Again, the Pasuk mentions three names. Resen, Ben Nineveh, Ben Kelach. Here, Gdaila is referring to Resen, Nineveh, Kelach. The Mar doesn't say, is it Resen or Nineveh? The Mar doesn't suggest that maybe it's Kelach. Let's see why. So we'll be patient, we'll get there shortly. Anyway, it says the Mar, obviously it's referring to Nineveh. Shuwai, because it says in Avtaira of Yaina, after Yaina, and then they heist the air gedaila lay like him. A hal of shloishas yamin. Like, what from end to end would be 3 days. Doesn't sound like a country. Sounds more like a city. Okay, have a yamin in vei here, because he said a navi refers to the air gedaila, so if the chumash calls it air gedaila, and then they's in the pasuk, it sounds different to them. Okay, let's see Rashi. There's one Rashi on the bottom of Test Other Days. He also Rav Shimon Lakish, the Kamei Rav Yechon. Rav Lakish went to Rav Yechon, his Rebbe, Afrusa. The Sefer Loi, and he told him, Kacha Martel, but this is what I said, the Pliny, Tavar Chana, wherever the Pliny was, that's what Rashi mentioned the name. So he told him, man, it's not the Pshat. It's not because he didn't come up. It was predestined, that's what it's going to be. Rashi on top, Apo Pisha Yafta Lekim Yafes, meaning Shizoku Parsim, the Parsim got the privilege, they took advantage of the privilege, live in Zayah Shein, to build the second day Sinadish. Ain Shechina Shoira El Davidish Rishain. The only rest of the verse is Shabbat the Yishkin Baal Hashem. But it wasn't the Yishkin, even though he had a permission to take part in the second base in Yiddish, but he wasn't Zaych Kairish or Paras to have the Shechina. The Kistin Gevaisa, the Kistin Gevaisa. So the three years, really the puzzle has three, Safta, Rama, and Saftacha. As Rashi knows, we've got Safta, Visaftacha, those two. Koi, Shishman Shana, similar names, so obviously it's by two cities which are Shaykhs. Behem Mechoyz, the district, Mukif Horim, surrounded by mountains, Nachitsoina Makav Rimis, and the outer city, around, I guess Rashi, I don't know where he got it from, this Mukif Horim, I guess it's secluded from other places. And the outer one surrounds the inner one, the Choyka Penimis and Ayekev Achitsoina, the inner one is separated from the outer one, called Tzad on all sides, all around, Meya Paras. Hekav Achitzoina, and the circumference of the outer one is Alpha Paras, the thousand Paras. So, then Ashur left, and Rashi is saying over here, like in Chumash, he didn't want to take part in the Zara Club. Next Rashi, the next Gemara. So let's see the top places. The Gemara had a question. Again, I raised places a question. Gemara said, I don't know if Zinvei Zir Gedoyla or Resta. The Tema, Amaylu Kama Nami Eni Dei and Kelach Zir Gedoyla. Maybe it's Kelach. Given the Mestapele, the Resta and Zinvei, Shalof Neipanam, maybe it makes more sense to be Resta. Because it says in the Pasuk, as Resten, same Zinvei and Kelach. Here, the last name before the word Eregidoyla is Kelach. It doesn't make more sense as referring to Kelach than it's referring to the early things in the Pasuk. Given the Mesakla, the rest of the Nenri Shalof Neifana, which is early in the Pasuk, Yemei Adoyla Alayukai, Kol Shein Adishka Lesukai, Kei Kelach to be Nino Kasalik. That's the one we mentioned last. Maybe Agadol was referring on the last thing that we mentioned. Yesh Lemino, Pumpakat, Adarab. Shein to be Nino Kasalik, then you don't think it's that, right? The Misa Da Lokai, Yilei Hevelei Lemei Nehi Ha'er Agadol, Ella should have said, "Vein, that's Resen, Vein, Ninve, Vein, Kelach, Ha'ir Agdaila." Not he, that's what he is. Resen, Ha'ir Agdaila. The he, Ha'ir Agdaila, obviously, it's not Kelach, I mean, not Kelach. It must be either Resen or Ninve. That's the stuff of Gemara. And Gemara said, of course, that it's referring to a Ninve, not referring to Resen. Okay. Right, so. So again, we're going to go for a tangent now, more of a tangent, I guess you could say. More stuck in with names and, you know, maybe knowing who they are. The Shum, which was in the. Second. Yes, it's referring to rather Parsha Shlach when. When they went to spy the land, so there was Hebron. So it says by Yavoy, Rashi tells us from Chazal that only Kalev went to Hebron, and Visham Achiman Sheisha Visalma Yelidi Adam. These three were the descendants of the they were born giants. Son Achiman, his name is because Miyuman. That's the last thing that is Miyum, like which means like right, the right hand is special. So something which is special is called Miyuman. Sheba Achim. Ach Miyuman. The stands out. He's like, you know, bigger and stronger than the rest of them. He's the strongest. Sheishai. Why is he called Sheishai? Shemei Sim. Well, with a sim. Shemei Sim. S'ar Kishchi Sois. So what's Shchi Sois? It means like my holes on the ground. Every time he took a step on the ground, he left a hole underneath his foot. He was so big and strong and heavy that he made holes in the ground wherever he walked. Same thing with Talmai. Shemesim es aret tulam and tulam. Means you look a field, you have to plow the furrows in the field. So he walked through a piece of land and there were furrows over there. every step that he took made a little, again, indentation in the ground, and there were furrows remaining from his footsteps. Okay. Bye. Now, the next two words, the Bach takes out, the Goyen takes out, it's not a nupshat. It's another point. We said why they called, you know, why they had that name. I'm just telling you about them. Yes, most of the names of cities that were familiar to the people. Achim and Bona Anos, Shesha Bona Alush, Talmud Bona Talbush. Yes, these names were very big Choshev cities, I don't know. And these giants were the founders of these cities. Why they called Yelide Ha'anok? Why the word Anok? Probably we touch it as a giant. Yeah, but Anok doesn't really come from the word giant. Anok really comes from a necklace. What they do with a necklace? Shemanik and Achal Dikaimosim. They make the sun like a necklace around their neck. Their neck. Doesn't really mean that. I mean, they're very tall. When you look up at them and you see the sun in the background, so it looks like the sun is, you know, encasing them. So it looks like they have the sun as a necklace around their neck. Really, it's a pause there, a new thing. I'm Rebbe Yeshua ben Leif. I'm a Rebbe. Asida, I guess we were talking about Paras. Talk a little bit about Paras. At the end of days, so Asida Raimi Shatim will be on Paras. Rome, which they called, you know, where the goal is Raimi, so the empire of Rome, whatever is left of it, it will fall into the hands of Paras. Paras will be the final victors. If Chayes will be after them, and then destroy Rome. Where do you see that? L'chein Shemma, L'chein Shemu Atzas Hashem, Asher Yoat Al Edoim, which is Rome, obviously. U'Mashav Vaysav Asher Chishav Al Yoishay Seimon. Again, the pasuk says with Aleph El, the same thing. Imloy Yischavum, if they not be trampled. By the tzeirei atzayim, what does it mean? That the young sheep, in layosam aleihem noim, they won't place upon them destruction. Okay. Now, who is this? So this is referring to Edom. They'll be destroyed by the tzeirei atzayim, and the tzeirei atzayim we're saying means paras. We'll see. Mark will explain. Where is the cash? Ask the Rabbi Barula. How do you know it means paras? I'm not sure that tzeirei atzayim paras. So I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to say the reason it's paras is the pasuk that says va'ayel asher isa, the ayel that you saw of this pasuk is in the Daniel, and it was a dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. You saw an ayel, you saw a ram, and the Daniel explained to him the ram that you saw in your dream is Malkanai, which had these horns, is Malkei Mother Yaparas. Okay, so you see an aram, that's from the sheep family, from the tzayin family, so that's paras. But how do you know? Amy Yavin, they refer to Greeks. The Greeks, the Siv, that Sofir Asar, which means a goat. A goat is also from the Tzayin family. A Tzayin can mean goat and sheep. Melech Yavin. So how do you know which one it is? It says Tzayin. Tzayin could be sheep and it could be goat. So maybe it's sheep that's referred to Paras, you know, rams, and it could be referring to Yavin and it's referring to goats. Okay, so you know, Balak Reb Chaviva Bar Sumki, Omra Kamedu Merabon. I guess he raised this statement, maybe with a question to this, a Talmud Chacham against an Eretz Yisrael, that he saw me went to Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, ay, mad lo yada prushe kroi, moisek tiyash. Someone who doesn't know how to tight shtukim, yes, such a kasha. Of course, if you're not a tight shtukim, you should know the answer to the question. Rabbi claimed his paras, and we asked Kasha why. Maybe you tell him. The one who asked the Kasha does not allow him to him. So why? And he told him the answer. My Tzeirei Hatzayim. Doesn't say Tzeirei, young. What does young mean? Zutra Dachayhi. The youngest of the brothers, or the smallest, the littlest of the brothers. What does that mean? The Tanur of Yaisi, that's the Gemara we had up on the Amid. 10 lines from the top, right? 10 lines from the top, Tanir of Yosef, Tiras, Zuparas. And Tiras was the last of the list of the seven sons of Yefes. He's the Tzirayat sign. That's the youngest. The Tzirayat Zepara. So it's a young sign. Yavan is an older brother. Right? He was the fifth. And was fourth. He was the fourth. And Tzirayat was the seventh, the youngest. But the Tzirayat sign is referring to Paras. It's not referring to Yavan. Okay. So we went off on this point that Rome will be destroyed by Paras. And that was a Rebbe said. Says Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Rabbi Yechon. Yisham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Famous Rabbi Yehuda, Tam Rabbi Yehuda. Asida Raima, same thing. Asida Raima Shadigo V'yad Paras. But I guess Rebbe had a Pasuk that he based it on. And he's basing it on a Sara. Kal V'chaymer. That's my Kal V'chaymer. Listen carefully. Ma Mikdash Rishen. First base of Mikdash. Shebenu B'nei Shein. Right? Shein Shlom HaMelech. Ha'yisla comes from Shein. Abraham comes from Shein. V'chrivu Kasi. The Kasiim destroyed the first base of Mikdash. That's Babel. Nuchanetzah. Naflu Kasiim via Parasiim. Eventually, the Kasiim, the Empire of Kasiim fell into the hands of the Parasiim. So you see the Parasiim were given the power to overtake and get rid of the people who destroyed the first base of Mikdash. So come to the second base of Mikdash. Mikdash Sheni Shebenu Parasiim. Again, they didn't physically build it, but they, like you said before, they gave permission. They helped supply the materials. And Hechrivuran and the Rebbeim destroyed the base of Mikdash, which the Parasiim built. And isn't it for sure Sheyiklu Rami Parasiim? If the Parasiim had the right to punish the Kasiim when they didn't build it, when they built it, sure they have the right to take revenge for those who destroyed their base on Mikdash. So therefore, the Romans will fall into the hands of the Parasiim. That's what Rebbe said. And that's what Rav Yechinen said. Bishum Rav Yehuda Rav Loi. Yehuda says the Gemara of a Rav. He says the opposite. No, a seed of Parah Shatil Yadroim. Persians will fall into the hands of the Romans. Okay. Omrulei, Rav Kahana, Rav Ashel Rav. They both, Yeshua, it doesn't make any sense. Benuyei, V'yad Sesurei. The who built the second base of Mikdash? The Parasiim. Who destroyed it? The Romans. So the builders will fall into the hands of the destroyers? Doesn't make sense. Avisha Keshbar is going to reward the builders, not going to reward the destroyers. So loss of love, which, you know, empire or whatever country should be supreme, not the destroyers, should be the builders. So why are you telling me that the Paras is going to fall to the hands of the Romans? Amalho, Sarato, I can't help you. In Teres Melech Di. How does he know? I don't know. Kabbalah. Had a Kabbalah. But that's the way it's going to be. Don't ask me any questions. Others say that it's not so shakasha. They get on Amalei or Amalhu, these are those Kana and Ravasi. Inunami Hakasashi, they can destroy. You think the Persians are Sadiqim? You're right. They gave permission to build the first place, the second base of Mikdash, and they didn't destroy it. But they just burned down many shuls. They destroyed many shuls. So they're also destroyers. So it's two groups of destroyers. So one group could fall to the other. It doesn't make a difference which one. I learned in a Braisa. His first Rav was outnumbered, but he had Rebbe, which is a Tana, and Yehuda Berloi, which is a Tana. But he has a Braisa like him. A seed of Parashat Yehli Agraimi. And Mamish, the two reasons the Marjus gave, Chadu Desas Shebekinishta, that was the second reason before, like Zeres Malachil, said Yipal Bainam Biyad Saisha. How do I know? The Amr of Yehuda Merav, it's just like, let's see. He has maybe a little apostic over here. Ain ben David Bobby, the Sheikh is not going to come. Achetishe Machus Raini Arisha, the Chalailam Kulay Yeshuda. They're going to spread out, I guess, and conquer the world for 9 months. Then the Sheikh will come, and they'll be gone. Shenevar Lechem Yitnaim, he will give them, I guess, a power at Asia Levi Yelada. The amount of time it takes for a childbearing mother to give birth. Yes, and then he'll be destroyed. Yes, where is he left over? Yeshua and Al Bei Yisrael. They're going to come to Klal Yisrael to be taken in by Klal Yisrael. That'll be the end of them. So, but it's referring to the Romans over there. So the Romans have this kayak. So we set the Kabbalah, I guess, that that's going to be either the destroyers, Kashmir, that's the way it's going to be. Let's see Rashi before we continue to give new sugya. We're up to Visham Achiman, four lines down, the narrow line. While we're mentioning it, not much of a good collection, but Ida Dar Shemasa Nakad Danila. We talk about names of cities, we name of people also. We're dying with what the names are based on. Shemesim is such Kishkisais. He made the ground like crevices, Gipsiais, his footsteps. Sheshai Lushin, Hashes Vashena. It was a destructive action. Hashin Echod Lavada Yishurish Pateya. It was even a Sheshai, but I don't know, sometimes you have words, right? Adam Gam, sometimes you have a word, and it's double, maybe it's emphasis. His name should be Shai. Okay, but the family say Shai. That's what I should say. It's only one shin, but okay. Lavin, that was the other, that was Talmai. So like the rows of the furrows of the ground after the plow goes through it. I think I've actually taken the word over Achol. Manika Sachamo, Doima, it looks like Shetzavoroi, his neck, Noike, penetrates, breaks through, Va'oila, Bechalain, right here, going through the sky. How tall? Omra Shulman Levi, Omra Rebbe Garcina. Omra Kameya Hurabon, Omra at Kafta, Ravarulu. And he told him, Shat, Doku Kastin Yakarstian. Al Shaitar Biyad Dayavish. Al Shaitar from the Kastim fell at the hands of Dayavish, which was from the Parsian. Hamadai. Paras Hamadai go hand in hand. The Karisha Parsi is Chasta. So the father in law was Dayavish, which was Madai. Amu who took over Kairish was the Parsian. Aloyhu, Aloy Kamalish, that's right. Okay, nothing more right. Son Rabbanan. 8 months from the many chambers in the Beis Hamikdash. There's no mezuzah on the doors of them. Chutz from one. Yilishkas Parhedrin. Ah, Parhedrin, our Mishnah. Yilishkas Parhedrin. Why? Show you about Beis Dir, the kind of God, because he lives. And he only lives 7 days a year. But he lives there. So he put a mezuzah on that door. And I will explain. I'll be patient. That's this is the Tanakhama. Okay? He says, none of them had. Except for Lishkas Parhedrin. Amar of Yehuda, Yehuda says, no, Ali Kamal Lishkas Hebe Midash, Shahayilam Beis Dira. L'chayra, there were many rooms which were a Beis Dira. I guess if that one would have a mezuzah, also have a mezuzah. But for Lehayilam mezuzah, you don't know why yet. But he said, no, especially because it's a Lishka as a Beis Dira, doesn't have a mezuzah. But Grada, you're right. Lishkas Parhedrin had it, but for a different reason. Lishkas Parhedrin, Gzeira Haisa, for Gzeira. We don't know yet. Okay? So, Kari, what's coming out? They end up saying the same thing, but not the same thing. Kari, and Akama is saying is that the only one that had the Kari had the Ikra Din, not a Gzeira. It was Gzeira. So, had the Ikra Din required him, it says, well, called Migar Haisa. But the Yudha comes along and says, no, it's only Midrabanan. Not all the Lishka, it's just this Lishka. We'll have to see what the basis over here is. So my time of Yehuda, why did Yehuda hold that it doesn't need a mezuzah in the Ikra Din? I'm not going to say why it needs Midrabana. It's very, because that's what the Gzair is. Omer Rava, Tova Rav Yehuda, Kol Bayit, She'enu Osher L'Maisach Chamo L'Maisach Shalom. Something which is not summarized, or winter, I don't know if it's right word, winterized, right, and made up, you know, you can't live there in the summer and the winter. It's only, you know, part of the year. Ain't a bay. That's not called a bay. So that's even something in a few months. Whole chicane, if it's only a week. Something which is not a permanent, you know, a full year resident doesn't require this. Okay, the Mar's going to slug this up. They say, bye, bye, says the cash on this chat, it can't be. Look, see, Casey has. I'm going to destroy the winter house and the summer house. You see, you know it's a winter house, it's called a house. Then it's a summer house, it's called a house. So how can you tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not made for 12 months, it's not called a house? At the first time, it's actually called a bayis. And you said it's not called a bayis. Amalaisi answered back, so I guess Rava or Rabba, whatever the gear says exactly, answered back, that's not a kasha. Beis chayyab or beis chayyab sikri. Bayis amalaisi. When you say the word bayis, you mean a 12 month house. If it's not a normal house, you call it beis chayyab. If it's not a normal house, you call it beis chayyab. But the Torah doesn't say you chasaf them al beis chayyab al beis chayyab. It says al beis chayyab means a full four seasonal house. So we're still sticking to this shot. Okay, that what? That the reason the bunch of Yehuda didn't have a mezuzah in Atayra is because it's not a full year out. Resident. Abai's last another cash. Sukkos, no, I'm going to give a little bit. Sukkos, Chag, Chag, less than 2 weeks. Right? A Chag Sukkah. Okay, Sukkah doesn't need, which you don't use for the Chayyar for Sukkos, doesn't need a mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda holds Mechayev. Again, Rabbi Yehuda before by the parenthesis of Gepater. Okay, Rabbi Yehayev. Chacham and Paita, Chacham is Gepater. But Tani Allah, what are the Chayev in? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Be'erev. In other words, if you're, what does that mean? Erev means a Ruach HaTzeiros. Or, you know, let's say you have this house leading into a Chatzah, another house leading into the Chatzah. So they have to partake of Erev. Hold the house. Well, even though it's a house only for a week, over mezuzah, over ma'isa. Okay, now that means that we write a house in order to be chayv ma'isa to come into a house, and or that's the roya pnei abayis. Anyway, so what's going on over here? The chid tamer midrabanan, not for a kasha, just like Rav Yehuda said by Lishkas Parhedrin. It's midrabanan, so maybe we don't know the reason now. Place we can talk about what the reason was in the Havamina. But maybe that reason applies to the Sukkos Chag V'Chag also. It's a Javana. Can't be. The Vishlam the Eruv, that's a Chumrah. You have to partake in the Eruv. The Zuzah, it's a Chumrah. He can name a Javana. And the Meister, I mean, what are you telling me? It's Mechayv and Meister and Javana. That's very dangerous. Because I wanted to avoid making Meister. You know why? The person's going to have a crop. And he's going to bring someone to this house and someone to that house. And the real house will be Chayv in Atayra. The second house will be Chayv in Jabanan. And you're going to mix it together. And you mafresh one on the other. It's dangerous. We don't, do it stamazai. It's dangerous. You know why it's dangerous? Because Dilma, Osi, Lafushim, and the Chayv Asor. You're going to have, it could be two different people, whatever it is. You're going to confuse the two together. So therefore, it's stamazai. So it can't be. So we're back to the kasha. Why, according to Yehuda, when it comes to Lishka Parhedrin, he says Mechayv Drabana. And why, when it comes to Sukkah Sakan, he holds it as Minat Torah? Says the Gemara, and we're not going to get through the whole Gemara. It'll be nice to read the whole thing. Let's do a few more lines. Ela Marabai, I'm a Nupshat. Nupshat. Bishiva, during the 7 days of before Yom Kippur, similar to during the 7 days of Sukkot, the Kuli Amalei Pligi de Mechayva. The Rabbanan of Yehuda agreed that the mezuzah on the door for those 7 days. The Pligi, the Shaila is the Shayu Maisa Shana. What about the rest of the year? Do you have to keep the mezuzah the rest of the year? Or not? Rabbanan Savri, Gazrinan, Shayu Maisa Shana, Otu Shiva. And therefore, I guess you have to have the mezuzah on a whole year. So, yeah, and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Why Gazrina? No, not Gazrina. You see, the only time you put a mezuzah was then." Okay, again, so it's not a common hold, it's a chiyuv. So we're saying now, they both hold it's a chiyuv. Because according to Tanakam, it was there a whole year, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only there for the week of Sukkot. Well, actually, for the week of before Yom Kippur. Not the week after. The week before Yom Kippur. Okay. Let's see. Now, Rabbi's going to ask the kasha. Rabbi's going to come up with a new shot. Let's leave that for now. And stop somewhere. Let's see Rashi. We're up to Haloi Kamalish. It's on the... 14 lines from the bottom. So Rav Yehuda said back to the Chachamim, you're talking only one Lishka had a Beis Bira and only one Lishka had a Mezuzah? Why? No one else had to do preaching for 7 days. Yeah, but Lisham Rabbi, those who had to guard the Beis Hamikdash, they had to have a place, I guess, to rest up. They had a place to live, to spend some time. They Ash is telling us a secret, what the Gemara is going to say, hopefully we'll get to that Gemara tomorrow. He's spending 7 days in a room without a mezuzah. Oh, he's in a jail. Assuming the jail doesn't have a mezuzah. And, no, that's what some achrayim bring a raya from here. They have a jail in Eretz Yisrael, which is the jail is owned by Yidna, okay? And you have someone that you have to lock up in jail. You don't have a mezuzah there. That's something. We'll get to that tomorrow. We'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. But that's what Zemara says. So it looks like a joke. We make want to look and look good. It's a fake mezuzah, so to say. I don't know if it was like a lemon, instead of an eshig, they made a cover without a mezuzah. But they put a mezuzah for that. Okay, so you said something which is not a whole year, ain't a bias. They got a mezuzah, ain't a bias, chashim. Ain't a bias, not called, that's called a bias. Some take out the word chashim, because there doesn't have to be a chashim abayis, has to be abayis. Abayis is 12 months. We said, Rav Yehuda Machayiv, a sukkah sakat, linyan maiser. There are three things, right? Maiser, mezuzah, and eruv. Linyan maiser, what does that mean? The time alone, we know halacha, the rule is, and I tell on the sky of the maiser, tell on the sky, lechom imenu al kiddush, you can always, even though you have family, you can eat aray, temporarily, you bring it into the house, come through the front door. Right? They used to go through the roofs when they wanted to avoid the ma'aser. From inside the house. So this is called a house. If you brought it into a sukkah, you can't eat aroy anymore. The eruv in psucho lechatzer, if this sukkah, zogel lechatzer, and the chatzer has shesh v'shardi, has other houses, everybody has to partake in the Erev. He didn't partake, they will also the carry. Then why ever, unless he is part of the Erev. Over mezuzah, avogav de nisil, l'maisacham, l'maisacham, even if not, so there's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, when it came to Lushka's Perhejin, he says, Yepata. When it comes to the Sukkot Sachag, you say, Yechayim. Rashi and Dalman Deiz, says Rashi, so Abaya changed. You're right. During the time that you're there, or during the when you're not there. The Shiva Yom Shal Prisha, which is similar to the 7 days of the Sukkah, is why part of you did the Vadi Mechayim Zavid the Sukkah. If you chayim in the 7 days of the Sukkah, you chayim the 7 days of Prisha. He pligi b'shayim ma'isav shana. Rabbanu Zavid Gazvin Shama Shama. So in other words, the Lishkos Sanhedrin had it all the time. 365 days. Why? Otu Shiva. Because I guess you're not going to have it other times. You may forget to put it up for those 7 days. Have you heard of someone like it? El Elishkis per Hedjim Vishayim Maisha Shana. Sorry for that wrong. Elishkis per Hedjim Vishayim Maisha Shana. Hayalam is it. They should exactly the Chayyidah to be Zira Gemura. Oh, no, that was the question. Well, everybody agrees. So 7 days. The question was the rest of the year. So Yehuda Salagi Alishkitzar Hedjin Vishayim and Sashana, Hoyalam and Zuzah, they shame of Zekas, Hoyazak of Zira Gemura. So a Yaim Ru, when you like a Jina. Oh, okay. According to both of them, the mezuzah is there a whole year. But why? Rabbanu holds the zera to lishkas perhedrin b'shayim esashana hayil a mezuzah k'deishim uzekis l'chol yedeha the beis zera gemura shlo yoyim ral akoyim b'shivis v'yap a prisha the beis zera mukhaf. According to the Tanakhama, it's Gazrinan They shouldn't forget to put up the mezuzah. And that's not the reason. It's a different reason. So it really ends up buying the same thing, according to Abaye. They both agree that you have it up a whole year. The question is, why has it up a whole year? According to Abana and it's Xera, people, they may forget to put up the mezuzah for those 7 days, even a whole year. According to you, that wouldn't be a reason. That would be fine. But if we have a mezuzah the whole year, people will say, oh, it's a room. If there's no mezuzah the whole year, even if you put up the mezuzah for 7 days, they'll say it's a beis hasura. Because every time they pass by that room, the whole year, there's no mezuzah there. They heard, you know, that's what the Kohen Gadol would say, had a mezuzah. So, right, if they'll come during those 7 days, they'll see the mezuzah, but maybe that's, you know, it's also the pay. People will say it's a beis hasura. Okay, let's go back. I have to catch up some places. Another hour of chutz, Elishkes Parhedrin, Shaboy Sedira. This was the opinion of the Tanakhama, the Chachamim. Hey, says a cute kasha. And the days of an aleph we had, that was a different room for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, a different room for the Kohen who burnt the Paraduma. And that was called the Beis HaEvan, because it was made, they always used to use kalim, which was made out of stone. So, Lishka, now Lishka is Beis HaEvan, Shaboy Sedira, Lekoyin, Asarif, and Sapara. Why are we only mentioning a Paradrin? Another, you want to argue about the other rooms, but this is, you know, this is such a room. So, first of all, Yeshlaimar, Lechosha, Lishka, Shaboy, Megdosh. And we said that was on the Harabaya. This was in the Nisim Megdosh, and that was on the Harabaya. We're only mentioning the Lishka in the Beis HaMegdosh, Shabinoy is Bekaydosh. Of a lishkas by Evan Barabaya tell you that's a separate area. You know, if you go through Shalanda, a lot of houses with mezuzahs. So I'm mentioning things outside of the Samidah proper. Mammy, this, I don't know if this building was standing all the time. How often do they use this room? Only 9 paradum is the Rambam says. Kivin Shloy Haya Bechol Shat is not every year. But Achas Akash once every many years. Like, oh, it's not called a dira. Even if they did so, they said, oh, we're talking about the mezuzah. Okay, once a year, you can say consistently, every year, you know you're going to be this. Okay, the time comes, it's b'chim mezuzah. But something which one, I don't know, who knows when, every 40 years, whatever it's going to be, so that doesn't count. Okay. Next place. L'chi teimim b'drabonim. So, when the Gemara had a kash, so Yehuda said by Elishkas Farhedjan that the Ikra dinner doesn't require mezuzah was a Gzeira. Which really I told you at this point, we really don't know. You know, Rashi told us what it was. We don't really know what the Gzeira is. And then we had a kasha from the mezuzah of a sukkah. And Yehuda the Chayim. Why should that be more Chayim than Elishkas Farhedjan? The Gemara said, maybe you're right. Maybe it's from the Drabanon. Just like if Yehuda said the Drabanon, Elishkas Farhedjan needs a mezuzah. So Mirabbanan, a sukkah of a chag, needs a mezuzah. That's what it is. In time, Mikoma kamakati tikshi, le'el navi gabi lishkas parahedrin, ligzuru mehai taimra. Interesting. In other words, what should be Mirabbanan? By a sukkah. You don't have the reason of Esa Asurim. Vasbi, people see a building, a room, without a mezuzah, they make a mistake. So want to say the same reason for the Parhedrin. We have to come up with a new reason. People shouldn't say he's in the jail. Just like Sukkah Sachan has nothing to do with jail. And the Mirabban, they said you should have a mezuzah. For whatever reason, they said the Sukkah Sachan should have a mezuzah. That's the Lishkas Parhedrin have a mezuzah also. That's his gosh again. Because Akadi Dikshu, Le'el Nami, Kavi Lishkas Parhedrin, Ligzu, Mehai Taimu. Why is the Lishkas Taimu, Mishu Shalayim, requiring God, Lachavish, Reisasurim? What, did they come up with a new reason? Paris is, we didn't know that reason. Yeshlaim is Lamai, the Saka Daitach. As of this point in the Gemara, Hashka, Lishkas for Hedin, it's not going to ask for that reason. The Chayri, who's in my time? Of a life of time, Shalyam, and Krengel Chavish. That's what I said later. At this point, the Gemara didn't know that. The Gemara thought it maybe, again, suggested it's a different reason. We should log up this reason, so we have to go back to a different reason. I will tell you, I still have a problem. My comma, what does Gemara mean to say? He tamed the Drabonah. So, okay, very nice. You answer the standard of Yehuda. The Yehuda says, by Lishkas Parhedrin, the Drabanan, and by Sukkot Sakag, the Drabanan. Hold on. Akati Drabanan, Rabanan, Tikshakad Rabanan, it's a Sir Drabanan. By Lishkas Parhedrin, they said it's Machud Ibn Atayru. And by Sukkot, he held his partner. But Yehuda was consistent. He's in the middle of El. They're both Drabanan. He's at that point in the Gemara. But Parhedrin, according to Rabanan, is Ibn Atayru. a sukkah by Rabbanan is potter. What's going on? Well, the chayv yafilu midoraisa. Here's aruch by the Rabbanan. Well, chayv yafilu midoraisa. Why? And I won't even talk about the kasha Rabbanan Rabbanan. Why not? Yeshloim midrabbanan Rabbanan loy kasha. What's not shver? The shani sukkah is a roihi. The sukkah is a temporary, physically temporary dwelling. The bakal now. The bakal. They say more than that. Not only, I mean, why does it say this later on the day? The sukkah deir skva, sukkah deir saroi. Rather, he's not even going with that. He went out that. Even if you build a good, strong sukkah, the bakal yachal yeshu yaitzin, it's not a room you're going to stay there. For example, if it's there, let's see some pain or something, a bad smell, a yarduk shalim, it's a rain. So he walks out of the sukkah. Yeah, if he wants to go to shul, he walks out of the sukkah. He goes to shul. He wants to go on a trip, he leaves the sukkah. It's a very temporary dwelling, and only for 7 days. It's temporary upon temporary. Aroi shabaroi. Avol lishka sarhed, no, shay b'seicha k'fios. 7 days, really, if it's 24-7, literally. That's the key. So therefore, the Gemara and Makasha, the button holds a place that you give to be like the parhedron, the yechayim and atayra. A sukkah, which is only a roi, only you don't have to be there constantly. There's a lot of excuses to leave there. That doesn't have a chiyuv. Well, of course, it was right under the typical room. Anyway, so I'm saying when he went out there, even if it would be made flimsy, but could you leave? There you have to say. That doesn't look about the structure. It's really more focused on the how much time you have to spend in that room. Okay, instead of doing the tesis, let's just finish off the Gemara. It'll be easier. Okay, the tesis tomorrow. So we're really in the Gemara, really. Amalei Rav. So we're like 6 lines down. The Bayim then came with a new chat, right? But during the 7 days of Sukkot, it's Chayim, according to Yehuda. And according to the 7 days of Lishka Sparhajin, they're also Chayim. The question of the rest of the year, the way Rashi learned, why the rest of the year? Okay? According to Rabbanan, the rest of the year is because you basically get to put it up. But if you understand, because of base, you shouldn't look at base Yisrael. Amalei Rava, the sukkah is chag b'chag, tell me. And the Rabbanan argued on that. Why are you telling me with Kuli Alma during the 7 days of Chayim? Sounds like the Machlokes is during the 7 days also. Okay? Gatch, gatch, shat, says Rava, El Amalei Rava. Just stop it. B'shar, you might say, Shana, the rest of the year, my Lulishka Sparhedrin or the Sukkah. Fully, I'm like, please, you're not living there, you're fucking. He pleads, give a shiva. Okay? They argue the 7 days of Lulishka Sparhedrin, the 7 days of the Sukkah. A Sukkah. What's the Makhoykin? It's not one Makhoykin. Sukkah time of the hood, Lulishka time of the hood. A separate explanation why they argue by Sukkah, with the Arab Yehuda the Machmir. A separate Makhoykin is why they argue by Lulishka Sparhedrin, with the Rabbanah of the Machmir. More explained. Sukkah time of Luchud, Rav Yehuda LeTamei. He is one of those Tanoim, the eight Tanoim, says over there, listen to the word of Zayin Beis and Sukkah. The Amasukkah, Deir Kva Be'inon. He yells after Deir Kva. Right? He yells it could be higher than 20 Amas. The one could be less than 20 Amas. Okay, Deir V'chaim Azuzah. It's a Deir Kva. Not physically, well, halachically, more than physically. And there's certain aspects maybe that have to be, you know, halachically also. Or even physically, whatever. Rabbanu l'tamayu. That means look at the Yisrael being them. You know, schach, right? That shows the chat. That basically says it's not referring to the wall. It's referring to the schach is right. The walls could be walls of a house. That could make a hole in the ceiling and then make it into a circle. Okay, the other one, l'chayim l'zuzah. That's the machlaikas based on. That's one. The lishka l'chud. Lishka is separate shayla. New machlaikas. Because here, it's not a question of the if you're forced to be there, it's called a dira. So maybe he'd rather be at home. I'm not giving you a choice. You have to go into the Lishka Sparhedrin. So when you're being forced to be there, that's called not a dira. Skip the line. So, yeah, that's right. It is a dira. If Yehuda suffered there about Kacha Loish, he goes, no, that's not called a deer. The Ram hold it is, so it's called an Atayra. It's not. So the Atayra is part of it. Rabbanan came along. The Tikkin Ula, Shwayayim Lukain Gadol Chavish Rivei Sassurim. They shouldn't say, oh, look at the Kohen Gadol. They lock him up for 7 days in jail. So he put him in the Sozim and Drabonim. So it's again, two different trials, entirely two separate trials. Okay. I said, Aruch HaShulchan, I'll say it already today. Aruch HaShulchan says, it does need a Beis HaShulchan does need a resilient. I said, we pass like the Tanakam with the deal about Kol HaShmadira. You know, you're being put there against your will. Well, they need this is anyway. All right, whatever. Reason of basis sort of the gay. Okay. So we're up to Rashi. Halfway down. The 10 lines of Rashi. Vasukh Khadbichad, Tani, this is Rabbi Kash on Rabbiya. Oh, Patri Rabbanon, Al Vishigan, Ami Ekalam, and the Potter. You said they don't argue until 7 days. Is that true? He pleaded with Shiva, Ben Belishka, Ben Bishka. And again, it's two separate machoites. Hapaita Khan, the Chayyab Khan, the Chayyab Khan. They argue, but it's not a contradiction. Because Rabbana will more make all by the Sokka, and will more back by the Lishka Sahaj. No Shaykh. Sokka, Kaim Luchud, the Yehuda Lutamei. He's a Shitosi, the other is not the Sokka, the Yer Kvahi. And because of that, the history, he said, you're allowed to use the Sokka, Gvayim Yasramama. That's only 20 hours. And if you're building it that tall, and really, you have to tell you have to use 30 walls. That you're allowed to, no problem. Because you know, you have to. You could, according to us, we can build a circuit 10 plus a line. You certainly could use 30 walls, but it doesn't necessitate 30 walls. If it's 20 hours tall, it necessitates 30 walls. Telkas Bayas, Toshiva, Nami, and the Indian is that. It's called the Bayas from the circuit. That's why we have.
It's a